and welcome to Teacher Needs Drink Podcast. I'm Elvis, your host, and this is a not safe for work podcast. We use pseudonyms so that we can keep our jobs no matter what we say. Anyway, Teacher Needs Drink Podcast is brought to you by special patrons at Patreon. That's right, for as little as $5, you can get bonus episodes, exclusive content, and interviews with the cast, as well as shot glasses, beer koozies, bottle openers, and buttons, and all kinds of great stuff. So go to Patreon. Also like to thank our sponsor, Ludlam Dramatics. That's right, if you need educational theater posters for your theater dramatic classroom, if you do plays or anything like that, go to ludlamdramatics.com. They've got posters covering a wide variety of historical biographies, resources. They're amazing. ludlamdramatics.com. If you have something you'd like to share with Teacher Needs Drink Podcast, you can tag us on Instagram or Facebook, or go to our contact page on teacherneedsadrinkpodcast.com. One of the best things you could do to help us out is to subscribe to our podcast so it downloads every Wednesday when it comes out, or you could leave a 5-star review, or you can write a review. That's right, write a review. But sometimes that's a little crazy, so really the easiest thing you could do is find one person you know and tell them about Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. Tell them something you've heard or how much it means to you. Now, my friends, these are crazy, batshit, bizarre times we're living in. We don't know which direction to go. The districts don't know which direction to go. The government can't seem to make up their mind. And so we got to stick together. Please take care of yourselves, listen to each other, and try to give a little bit of grace to your peers, even the admin. Anyway, thanks for listening. Stick around and enjoy episode number 43. Cheers!
There is a communications person going, fuck my life.
Pretty much, yeah.
And welcome to Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. I am Elvis, your host. And with me today, we have all hands on deck, and I'm excited, and we actually kind of need everyone here. So we're going to go down the line. First, of course, we have Miss Shirley Temper.
I'm a Lamborghini. I'm a Hollywood star. I'm a little bit tipsy when I drive my car.
All right, and then we also have Miss Rosie Rose.
Ew, diva.
And Mr. Turd Ferguson.
I hate fan blades.
And I was about to say Miss Priscilla, but she's not there. Miss Bunny O'Hare.
Tell the drama club their tears will be real today.
Friends, this week has been fucking batshit. there's really no other way to describe it. The schools going back and forth, the orders coming from all kinds of different directions. No one really has a clue what is going on, especially the teachers. The one thing that is making me feel just a hair bit better is that the school districts do seem, for the most part, to be reacting to all the teachers who are up in arms saying, you want us to do what now? And so that's a good feeling, but everything else, holy fuck. I've kind of lost my mind a few times this week, and so my crutch this week has been a lot of shit food. My kids have been with their mom, so Priscilla and I have been hanging out, and I think I've done more DoorDash stuff this week than probably most of the summer combined. There hasn't been – I don't think I've actually done the whole, you know, healthy meal thing that I talked about last week. I'm going to get back on that, but I have been exercising. I put like a treadmill in front of my TV, so I'll just sit there and watch and walk and watch and walk and – it's something, but I want to hear from you guys.
Well, I am taking every known vitamin and supplement known to man. I sat on my front porch and cried for 25 minutes, and I saw a chiropractor yesterday.
How'd the chiropractor work out?
It was great. He popped things. There was noise. I giggled a lot because apparently that's what I do at the chiropractor.
Again, getting outside, doing some nature trails. We actually found a nature trail behind our subdivision. It's actually pretty cool. And as we went further down there, we found that there's a spot that you can fish. Now, granted, my son and I have not been able to get any fish, which makes us think that it may not be a good fishing spot, but at least it's not where we have to load everything into the truck and then drive someplace to go fish and all that other stuff. So we walk down there, we hang out for a little bit, and then we come back inside because it's motherfucking hot out there.
Yeah, that's why I have the treadmill in front of the TV in the middle of my living room, just because I ain't going outside. So, Ms. Rosie Rose, what's going on with you? How are you doing? How are you dealing? What are you doing?
I'm going to be honest. I have been MIA from this podcast because I have not been well. I have not had the spoons to have this conversation, to talk about what's going on. I have not had the ability to deal with the stupidity that is the United States of America. So I've been spending a lot of time with my family. I recently moved 2 weeks ago, and so I'm closer to my parents. And so I just come over to my parents' house, and I'm like, Mommy, would you please make me dinner? And then she does, because she was making it anyway. And then I just spend time with my dad arguing about television. And it's nice to get away from thinking about anything else.
Yeah, I'm glad you have that outlet. Yeah. I'm glad you feel good enough to at least be here tonight. We missed you.
Thank you. I missed you.
Miss Bunny O'Hare, how are you doing this week?
I'm doing okay. I had a little bit of a crash on, I guess, Sunday night. And it was one of those things where I kind of got into a thought pattern and couldn't quite break out of it. But I called my mom and I talked to my mommy, and that helped. As like Shirley said, I've been more diligent about taking my vitamins and making sure that I'm, you know, hydrating a little more appropriately and stuff like that. So the rest of the week, it got off to a rocky start, but the rest of the week was mostly better.
Good. I'm glad you're doing better. Now, I've been struggling, but I had a weird part today where I've been struggling and stressing about a whole bunch of projects. And then I kind of got to just manned up the willpower and managed to power through and get them done. And then once I was done, I was like, oh, crap. Now I got to think about all this shit again. I mean, you don't have to think about it, but, you know, you start thinking about it. And I have done a really good job of being off of social, at least being off of Facebook. I can do Instagram because usually it's cute videos and pictures. And I spend most time just looking like whatever the hell Snoop Dogg's pushing, because that just amuses me to no end. But yeah, I can handle like cute pictures and things like that. But I can't do articles because I read them and I see them. And being able to talk and at least be able to put something out there, being able to do this podcast does make me feel better once we do it. But sometimes it's the dread of, oh, God, we're going to talk about all this. I'm going to have to feel feelings. I'm going to have to feel angry or pissed or sad. But there has been good news, or at least news that's positive. And it's weird. I was talking to a teacher earlier this week, and her big, big struggle is that she's on social media, and social media is so toxic, even if you're just looking for positive stuff. And the thing that was really beating her up is she's seeing all of her peers and co-teachers posting all these things about these plays they're going to be doing when school starts, or this project they're doing, or they just got this great new online lesson. And she's like, it's the middle of July. I'm not ready yet. I can't do this. And she's starting to feel less than, because she's seeing all of these other teachers who are in go mode. And I know it's also a survival mechanism for a lot of these teachers, because that's how they keep from going crazy, is they actually work on their class stuff. Well, I want to, you know, step away from it a little bit. But what are your guys' thoughts on that? Have you guys have any issues with anything similar to that, with feeling intimidated by the go-getters, or are you a go-getter yourself?
I'm a little intimidated by the go-getters. I'm a personality type. I'm an Enneagram 9, and one of our things is that when we start to feel overwhelmed, we kind of shut down. And especially with all the conflict and all the negativity, 9s don't do conflict very well. And so, yeah, between everything that's going on right now and just the stress of everything that's to come, and not knowing what to plan for necessarily. So I'm definitely getting some imposter syndrome, looking around going, yes, I just can't bring myself to start planning stuff yet. I'm kind of hiding under my bed and pretending that it'll go away or something.
I know. Well, I almost feel like I'm hiding and waiting for the adults to come in and make decisions. And like Rosie says, where the fuck are the adults? Where's the boss and the leadership here? And
yes, as a matter of fact, for those of us that have children in this profession, I mean, so yes, I'm a terrible dad, and I make certain that my son keeps up with certain things during the summer, such as his writing, because if he's practicing handwriting every day, then his handwriting will stay well. And yes, there's a point to this. So I have him write a paragraph every day, and I tell him that he can choose his topic. And today was a heart wrencher because he came in and he, and bear in mind, my kid has never seen any episode of Walking Dead or any zombie thing, but he was talking about Corona. Is it going to turn everybody into zombies? Is it because he's tired of, and I'm tired of it too, of all the rules that he and I have when we go on grocery runs. I'm just like, you can't touch this. You can't touch that. We only touch the things that we are going to grab and put into our cart.
That's the hardest thing. I have my daughter, like, don't touch anything. Don't touch anything. Just walk. And I can't leave her in a car. I can't leave her at home unattended. She has to come with me. So we mask up, but holy shit.
But, I mean, he had a paragraph today that just absolutely floored me. And, you know, we sat, we talked about it, and I tried to tell him some of the things that we've done over the summer that he can focus on in terms of being happy. The kids have feelings, too, and, yes, I'm stressed, and apparently it's coming over to my child, and I feel like an absolute shit for it. But, I mean, I'm a human as well, so there's that.
You can't beat yourself up for that because you're processing, and the kids have to have some idea of what's going on. And we've had to explain, okay, I'm sorry, we're not going to go just kill time at the mall or go to the pool like we do most summers because there is Corona. Well, what's Corona, Daddy? Well, people are getting sick, and we really just got to do our best to try to stay close.
For the past 3 years, I've seen a therapist. Let me tell you what. Amazing. I recommend therapy to everyone. But also just, if you could talk to someone outside of your profession who gets it but isn't like an asshole about it. For example, both of my parents are retired educators. They retired at the end of this school year. They don't know what to do with themselves yet, but they're the perfect people to talk to about all of the worries and nervousness that I have going into a new school year because they're like, babe, we get it. We don't know what to tell you, but we're here and we'll help in whatever way we can. And I just don't suffer alone. Like, I know that mental health still has a stigma around it, but it's 2020, y'all. Like, take care of yourselves so that you can take care of others, you know?
I'll be honest. I have not been taking care of myself mentally, and it is starting to get to me. I am a very private person about that stuff. I don't like to talk about it. And I try to be a lot more of a badass than I am. I internalize everything. You know, I will get angry about something, but I don't like to cry. I try never to cry. So if I cry, shit's bad. And I haven't cried this whole time, not since March. I may be watching a sad movie. I rewatched the Rise of Skywalker with my 9-year-old, and there was a particularly emotional part, and I did cry. It was very cathartic, but I know because of today, because of how I, you know, went outside and cried for 20 minutes, I know that I need to do something about it. So, and there's nothing wrong with admitting that. That's perfectly normal too.
In the trauma training that I've been doing, it talks about there's different kinds of trauma. And at first I was like, well, you know, nothing traumatic has happened to me, but there is one classification of trauma that is ongoing experiences. And I feel like probably a lot of us, I mean, I've been saying it about the kids, but adults as well have experienced some ongoing kind of, possibly low level if you haven't been directly affected by it, but based on what I've seen, like feedback from other teachers online and how many colleagues that I've talked to that have said, you know, I'm scared to death. I have a newborn. I can't go back to work. Like, how many people are this afraid right now? We're in trauma too, guys. Like, if there is anything that you take away from this today, hear it from every single one of us on this podcast that it's nothing to be ashamed of. And there are more people out there experiencing this trauma and this fear, and it's not just you.
Every one of us is freaking out about the possible health ramifications and also just the uncertainty of our profession and our livelihood. And it's crazy. The closest thing I can equate it to is, I don't know, a long-term relationship or a divorce or something where you've kind of gotten used to a sort of normal in your life, and all of a sudden it's not there anymore. And I think for a little while people can cope, but as the reality of this is a newish normal, or this is not, the things aren't going to be the way they used to be, it can kind of freak you out more than you realize as you adjust to it. And it's pretty tricky. And I think different people are dealing with it in different ways. And now that we're going to have to face our teacher reality again in this new normal, because I think most of us kind of had it in the back of our minds, even though if we knew it wasn't going to happen, that, oh, you know, come June or July, things will go back to normal and school will start and we'll probably social distance. But things are not that way. It's even more intense. Hey, guys, you know what? We still have a Patreon you can join.
No,
that's right.
No, shut up.
It is amazing. You can get shot glasses now that say teacher needs a drink. You can get beer koozies that say teacher needs a drink. You can get bottle openers. I think most of you know, but some of you might not, that our Miss Rosie Rose is a fully functioning, 100% intelligent school nurse. And because of that, she has a little bit of perspective, because where the fuck are all these sick kids going to be sent to? Who are they going to force to do temperature checks? I mean, who's going to... They're pretty much the front line of a lot of bullshit. Because think of how many parents drop their kids off with fevers and throwing up like 2 minutes into the school day. And they are instantly sent to the nurse just because mom's got to go to work, or mom doesn't want to stay home, or they can't stay home with the kids, so this has to happen. So she has a unique view, which really stresses her the fuck out. And I think while a lot of us are thinking about what we're going to do just in our job, I feel that Rosie and all the nurses being a front line are taking a whole lot more on, or at least in my personal view. I know we're all stressed, but Rosie, what are your thoughts? I mean, on a scale of one to you're not functioning, what's going on?
I was about to say, you called me a fully functioning adult, and that's so lie. At this point, I'd say I'm probably a 5. I'm right at that point where I could either make it or break it. Like, I'm going to freak the fuck out, or I'm going to be fine. I haven't decided which yet.
What are some of the main concerns? I'd say what's your biggest one, but I'm sure it rotates as your mind jumps to them.
My biggest concern that we were kind of talking about for the podcast is, I've been in touch with several administrators in different districts who are the director of their health services department, and no one asked them for their opinion about reopening schools. No one asked the person who is in charge of the school nurses and the only medical professional in the entire district, hey, what do you think? Is this a bad idea? Like, I don't get it. I don't get why no one was like, hey, you're a nurse and you run all the nurses. What's your thoughts?
So what are your thoughts?
A lot of these reopening plans are talking about temperature testing every single person that walks into that school. Whose job is that going to be? Is it mine? So not only do I have to take care of all of the sick kids that are coming in with routine illnesses, I'm now going to have my COVID kids, and then I'm also going to put my life at risk to temperature check every person that walks into the building. What if I work in a school with 2,000 kids alone?
I can't imagine. And then what about like your daily wear? Like, we're talking about teachers wearing a mask.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of nurses will wear, you know, the standard scrubs. Would you, like, go hazmat? Would you have face shield plus gloves? Would you be wearing goggles? I mean, what are your thoughts?
I'm in several school nursing groups on Facebook, and everyone is talking about full PPE. So the gown, the mask, the face shield, the goggles, constantly changing our gloves like you would do in a hospital situation. And it's just, it's insane. Like, who's going to pay for that? Do I have to pay for that constant PPE I'm going to be using every single day? I don't know. But my question is, who gets to determine the acceptable risk of harm, illness, or potential death at our public schools? Who gets to determine which one of those things is acceptable to return from virtual instruction to in-person instruction?
Exactly. We had a great post on the Teacher Needs a Drink podcast, Instagram, and Facebook, which said the acceptable number of student deaths is zero.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The acceptable number of teacher deaths is zero. It's the same thing with school shootings. There's
right.
No way to normalize this and say, you know what, we're only going to lose about 10, like, you know, maybe we'll lose 4 students this year. It's okay.
So I got smart and said, okay, in addition to wearing a mask in my classroom, I actually think it wouldn't be a bad idea to have one of the clear face shields over my mask. And in which case, we went ahead and ordered some and found some on Amazon. They're not going to be in until September 10th. The reason that I bring this up is, okay, so if the nurse needs far more PPE shit than I will ever in my entire life, then how quickly are they going to get restocked when I'm just trying to get my shit? And we put that order in like 3 weeks ago, and it's going to be possibly delivered by September 10th minimum. So that's one concern that I have regarding the whole PPE for the nurse. I mean, I'm certain that school districts may get a priority, but how many school districts are there in one state? And how many are considered priority? I love my nurses, and I don't want anything to happen to my nurses. My wife's a nurse, and their organization had difficulty getting just the N95 masks.
I noticed that a couple of districts kind of on the other side of town from where I am, the next big city, suburbs of the next big city over, got permission from their districts to wear scrubs to school. The teachers did, because the idea is that if you're going to be washing your stuff in hot water in an attempt to disinfect it, we don't want to be, I mean, like a lot of my professional dress teacher clothes are things that are, you know, hand wash cold. So yeah, that's not optimum for, you know, germ killing. So I noticed that two separate districts, like in opposite parts of town from each other, their superintendents today came out and said that teachers would be allowed to wear scrub. I have ordered myself a plethora of colorful masks, and I'm going to be, you know, personalizing a couple of them, put my name on them, you know, things like that. But other than that, our district has not said anything about what is going to be available to us. Like, it's, I'm going in with the mask that I've got, but I would totally be down for scrubs, but I don't know what are y'all's thoughts?
No, I would 100% wear scrubs. And I was like, you know what? That's great. Right now, normally I contract through my own company, because I'm not your traditional teacher where I'm in one school at a time. I started this freelance company where I work with usually anywhere from 8 to 13 different private schools a week, where I go and I teach special classes. Well, because of all of this, between limits of letting, I don't know, non-essential people in the building, my jobs have gone down very, very drastically, where I'm doing other things now, lots of side gigs. But I was meeting with one of my schools today and talking about what our procedures will be. And the school, it's a private school, it's small, it's cut in half. They have waived all dress code, because their school is pretty half and half, with half the kids going digitally and half staying. And there's no way to really monitor dress code. Now, they do expect that kids need to be covered and be appropriate. But I'm thinking, as far as the teachers go too, they know everyone's really just trying to survive and do their best. And right now, the idea of wearing scrubs kind of sounds good to me. I like the idea of not having to think and just buying 6 or 7 really cheap sets.
I'm not going to lie. Y'all know me. I ain't wearing no scrubs.
Ain't no scrub.
No, I don't want no scrubs.
No, I don't want no scrubs. I wear dresses and heels because I'm a sadist. And but I did get an email from my school today that said specifically, obviously you have to wear masks, but the masks cannot have patterns or messages or words.
What the hell?
Wait, they can't have patterns?
No, we are dress coding masks.
Well, you know, there was going to be some kid who came in with like a fuck you, or they were going to say distracting, because there's a lot of humorous like masks out there, but I could see no words on it, but no patterns.
Well, yeah, and here's the thing. I get it. But this is the mountain we're going to stand on. This is the hill we're going to stand on. And we're also, it's implied that they're going to require face shields for everybody, for the teachers, I'm sorry, for teachers. And I understand that, because we have, you know, deaf students that need their services. I'm not thrilled about it. I'd rather just wear the mask. I know that's terrible. But one thing that I thought was pretty cool is it was kind of like a frequently asked questions, and somebody had said, you know, what happens if somebody refuses to wear a mask? And it said, very frankly, anybody, parent, teacher, child, who refuses to wear a mask is not allowed on campus for any reason.
Hey, good for them.
Yay!
Good for them. The porn painter. You need to have the inside of your home painted. A thorough online search of available professional painters indicates that one candidate is especially ideal for your needs. He has earned high approval ratings from past employers and is relatively inexpensive. However, when you contact him by phone, he mentions one strange detail about his work habits. He insists on watching pornography while painting. Don't worry, I don't masturbate to it. It's just for entertainment, he says. But it's the only way I like to paint. This being the case, I will need to use your DVD player to view my personal collection of erotic films while I work. I may also use your cable service to purchase on-demand or pay-per-view pornographic movies. But I will itemize any movies I watch and subtract the cost from your overall bill. Do you employ this pornography enthusiast as your painter? Bunny O'Hare!
How did I know you were going to call me first?
Because you're so cute.
How cheap is this guy? Like, how good are you?
That's what she said.
I'm cheap, so I feel like if it was a good enough deal, I would kind of just go in the other room and put my headphones on and pretend I didn't know what was happening. But that's pretty gross, and I would probably be skeeved out the whole time.
Sweet little buddy.
Rosie, what would your response be?
Did we say that this guy was an excellent painter? Is he good at his job?
He is competent at his job. He has good reviews. He is inexpensive, highly reviewed, but porn.
Right. So he asked to, like, you know, cable channels, dude, Pornhub. Like, come on. You don't have to pay for that shit. But would I get to have a say in, like, what he watches? And if it's good, can we watch it together while he paints?
Ew.
I love you so much. Feeling, I love you.
I have a feeling he decides what his flavor of porn is.
You know
is.
What? That's fine. Because, you know what? If he's good at his job, and he's probably cheap as fuck, because nobody wants to hire a porn guy, I say let's do it. You do you, babe. But not really in my house. Just paint.
No, he says he doesn't masturbate. It's right. Only for entertaining.
That's fine. You entertain yourself, honey. You watch your tentacle porn. You watch whatever you gotta watch. You do you.
Turd.
Who says that we have to be in the house? That's the thing that I'm going with. Just plan a vacation at the same time that he has to come over and paint anyway. And then he's happy. You come home. You're happy. What's the problem?
I'm kind of with you, Shirley.
I'm in that same vein. I mean, if it really bothers me, which it's not gonna, because I'm dead inside, I'll just go out in the backyard. It's fine. You know, it's difficult to find people who are really awesome at their jobs. And, you know, if that's what tweaks his nuggets, then bless.
I think of, like, I had roofers come and redo the roof, and I left, and I came back to the house to get something, and they were blasting Insane Clown Posse. And while I find that horrendous, offensive, and stupid, I didn't have to hang around. And so if that makes them get my roof done a little bit quicker, you go for it, guys.
Right. If he gets his painting done faster and more efficient because of the porns, you do you, painter dude.
Well, thanks for joining us for another episode of Teacher Needs a Drink. My friends, please, please, please take care of yourselves and realize you are not alone out there in all of this instability. And as Bunny says, the mental health nightmare. It is very real. And all of us, every single one of us is going through it, and we are all struggling and trying to do the best. So please, please, please take care of yourself and get help. And the best thing you can really do is communicate to someone or anyone. Don't just post stupid crap and articles on Facebook. Go actually talk, text something to other people. Right, guys?
Amen.
Right.
All right. And I'd like to thank our special guest for being here. Thank you, Miss Shirley Temper.
I'm trying very hard not to connect with people right now.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Miss Rosie Rose, thanks for being here.
Your mom goes to college.
Yeah, she's dead. Turd, I'm glad you were here.
Thanks for having me. I'm flushing out now.
Ugh. And Bunny O'Hare, I love asking you the questions at the end. It brings me joy. You're the one who gets to go to heaven. Mm-hmm. You're the only one. My friends. Deep breaths, deep drinks. Cheers.
Thank you for joining us for another episode of Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. I'd give a special thanks to all of my guests today, Miss Rosie Rose, Miss Bunny O'Hare, Mr. Turd Ferguson, and Miss Shirley Temper. I'd also like to thank the lovely Priscilla, who's by my side as I do all of this. Mwah. If you'd like to say something to Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast, you can join us on Patreon, hit us up through there, or tag us on Instagram, Facebook, or reach out through the Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast website, teachernewsdrinkpodcast.com. I'd also like to thank our sponsors at Ludlam Dramatics for all the billions of dollars they give us, and that's why we're such a highfalutin fancy butt podcast. Anyway, that's all. Everyone take care of yourselves. Cheers!
Okay, so I'm gonna kind of introduce and walk you into it, and then you just go,
yes,
baby.
Yes, thank you. Hold my hand, Daddy. That was weird. Oh. Keep going.
That was real weird.
Yeah, I got daughters. Okay. Don't call me Daddy like that.
I didn't mean it like that. I meant it like father.
Too bad. We know you now. We know you.